Wonderful Counselor, the Everlasting God, Father, the Prince of Peace. Ooh. Well, for a second, I felt a little Pentecostalism in my spirit. Ooh, Lord. Yeah, come, don't. Not right now. I do know that there is a scripture that says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. For this moment, I don't know how powerful and two-edged it is going to be, but it for sure going to be quick. In Dean Emily Townsend's book, Womanist Ethics and the Cultural Production of Evil, she spoke of the womanist dancing as told by Toni Morrison. It is the ability to have an open mind in an open-minded conversation with another person who has an open mind. It weaves in and out of time and space to come to an anticipated conclusion that benefits all parties in a particular moment. And that is what I present to you today in this message. This message of love, I hope, will be received in whatever form you wish to dance with me in. It could be a waltz, a foxtrot, a basement red light slow drag, or the Millie Rock with a full-on twerk. Whatever dance you enjoy doing the most is the dance that we are about to do. So let's begin. Love, 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 love. I love me some love. There are voices that cry out loud, oh love, wherefore art thou, love? Love is a many splendored thing, love. Love for me was experienced early on in life, from being cradled in the warmth of a blanket to the kiss of Christmas falling snow, the smell of a good pound cake in my grandmother's oven, or the joy of great singing and great music, or your first love. Do you remember your first love? I remember mine. It was, I guess, Romeo and Juliet-ish. For real, Mark Darnell Peters. And for those who inquire about the integrity of this moment of me calling his name, I called him and asked him if I can preach about this today. His response was, "Don't you think that Jesus would be a more appropriate conversation?" So therefore, I told him it's going to be about Mark and Jesus today. Mark Darnell Peters was a dashingly handsome, chocolate young man from the hood. Yeah, Lord. Me, the cultured, prim and proper preacher's kid, were members of the same church. We were very young, with 4 years of difference in between him and I, with him being the senior. We would bemoan the end of Sunday service because Sundays were the only days we could get a chance to see each other, and for sometimes church functions. Even greater were our Wednesday night conversations. We would set up an appointment to have a weekly talk that began at 7:30 p.m. and would last until 9:58 p.m. as I had to be off the phone by 10 o'clock, not saying goodbye at 10 o'clock, but completely off the phone and ready for bed. Can you imagine the prep work that went into waiting for that phone call on a Wednesday night? I would rush to get home from school, do my homework, help my younger brother with his homework, eat a snack, meal prep for my mom, eat dinner, clean off the table, wash the dishes, then talk to my mother for a few minutes. Then, oh my goodness, wait a minute, the phone has rung. Oh boy, my mama has gotten on the phone. She's talking to Miss Anita. It's 7:20 p.m. and she's still on the phone. Go to her room and be like, Mom. With her ignoring me, and it's 7:29 p.m. She says goodbye in time for the 7:30 ring, ring, and it's him. The smoothest voice for an 11-year-old girl to hear. And we talked, too, for hours. Fast forward to the 21st century. Me, married woman to a man named Dana, and him listening to this story, his only question was, where is Mark now? After assuring him that that moment was puppy love of bygones and nostalgic feelings with reflecting on things, I found Dana to be quite crafty. Dana would text me almost home before he would get home. That text would send me into anticipation for him be at home. There were times when his text almost home would beat me home, prompting him asking me, where are you? My reply would be, soon come. To which his reply was, I'm waiting. So when the company I worked for closed shop and I was home, he continued to send me the text that said, almost home. I would begin to prepare for his arrival in all that that looked like until I heard the door click. This dance continued, and even when the discussions called for a little heated fellowship, I got the almost home, then the door click. The anticipation for his arrival was intense. We are in the season of waiting for the one who would illuminate the world with his love. This regeneration of remembrance of love that was birthed into the world for all earthlings, human and non-human. The Christ child. We wait for the almost home so that we can hear the door click. Waiting for the love to arrive is a song that reminds me of the prophet Luther Vandross. When he said, when you take the chance on love, you see, it's not a waste of time, for if you truly believe, the impossible can be. So hold on tight if you think you're right, because nothing hurts as bad as when you see you gave up too easily. We cannot give up too easily for when the almost home and the door click. We take this chance to do this love thing because love is a do word and not a say word. Ashe to the ancestor, Jesse B. Wright, for that. Love is a call to action for movement and not just for receiving. Because love is no good unless you give it away. Again, to ancestor, Pastor Jesse Wright, for that. For this love, we wait for the light of the world to be born so that we can be mirrors and reflect that light of love into a tunnel of despair, of hurt and pain and grieving for someone who is looking through that tunnel to see light at the end of the tunnel, that light that lets them know almost home to get to their door click. We are rejuvenated in this moment to be the light for one another so that we can get to the almost home for the door click. So for this moment and at this time, and just because it's written in the program, Philippians 4:4-7 says, rejoice in the Lord always, almost home. Again, I say, rejoice, door click. Let your gentleness be made known to all men, almost home. The Lord is at hand, door click. Be anxious for nothing, almost home. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, door click. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, almost home. Guard your hearts, door click. So comfort ye, my people, almost home. He shall purify, door click. O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, almost home. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. Door click. The people who walk in darkness, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth almost home. For unto us glory to God, a child is born.